Commentator Bates Gill has traveled all over rural China. He'd like to share a story now from a recent trip with his wife.
So it's midnight, and the phone is ringing next to the bed. Who would be calling us here and at this hour? My wife and I had just arrived at this remote and sleepy rural county seat. We'd been driving for much of the day deeper into the mountains of western Anhui province and are ready for a good night's rest. We look forward to meeting with our Chinese friend from Shanghai the next day. He will proudly show us around his Laojia, the home village of his family and ancestors. I groggily pick up the jangling phone. There's a youngish-sounding woman on the other end. But in a haze, I manage to politely decline her offer of some company and hang up. We are nearly back to sleep when the phone rings again. Different voice, same proposition. How do these people know we're here? I give the same reply and begin thinking about unplugging the phone from the wall. But before I can do that, the phone rings once again. This time, my wife takes the phone and delivers a firm and less than diplomatic Chinese, "No, thank you." That seems to do the trick. We don't receive any more calls. Now, it's not so uncommon to get calls like that in lots of places around the world. It's not so uncommon to get calls like that in China, whether you are in Shanghai or out in the countryside. But still, we found it a little strange. You see, we were staying at the local Communist Party guest house.
Bates Gill is co-author of China, The Balance Sheet, What the World Needs to Know About the Emerging Superpower.